Hey everybody, welcome back to the Alignment Academy, and today we're going to be talking about why you need to be more selfish in your life and absolutely watch your life change for the better, watch your life glow up, watch yourself level up. And I honestly think that so many women need to hear this because women were taught to be nice girls, and which aka means people pleaser. So it's the same thing. It's all this BS mask that was placed on women, and we need to get rid of it, and we need to be more selfish because we have to absolutely put ourselves first. And just a little bit about me and what I do. So I help women who feel depleted and overworked and exhausted. I help them absolutely transform their lives into their most fulfilling lives, their most supported lives, because that is absolutely what women deserve. And if you are all about women living their best lives, you should definitely subscribe to my channel because that is what we are about over here. And also make sure you like this video. So if you see me looking down, I did just jot down some notes, but I want to kind of talk about being selfish in different areas. Before we get even into the different areas, I want to talk about how a lot of people are wearing masks. Different masks. The mask could be anything, but a lot of women specifically are wearing this mask of a nice girl. And honestly, I think that that was placed on a lot of little girls. They're like, oh, look at your daughter. She's such a nice girl. Be a nice girl. Make sure you share your food. Be a nice girl. Make sure you do this. Don't yell at him even though he just hit you. Be a nice girl. And it's like all of that craziness gets put into you as a child. And I think there's a very big difference between being kind and being a nice girl. But all of that BS was put into you as a child, and now you're a full-blown adult and you still got this nice girl mask. And if you are wearing any mask, you're not fully being yourself. Your most authentic, raw, true, core self cannot come forward because you have a blocker, you have a mask up, and you are suppressing a part of yourself because you won't allow yourself to maybe be more raw or cutthroat or real, or, you know, be a, I don't want to curse on this channel too much, but you get what I'm saying. Like, it's BS, and a lot of women, we got to get rid of the nice girl mask because it's not serving anyone. It's not serving ourselves, because then we become this empty cup. It's just, imagine being the most beautiful lake or beach, whatever you want to think about. But then we got a thousand, that example won't work because I was going to say leeches. But imagine you had this beautiful big heart. You got this beautiful big heart, and then you got all of these leeches that you just allow to suck the life out of you. And then this beautiful big heart is empty. It's dry. The life is sucked out of it because you allow yourself to be depleted and drained. And, you know, you got all these takers around you because you were taught to be a nice girl. I was listening to one of Oprah's podcasts one day, and she was talking to women, so this might even, you know, kind of have a little warning in it, and I'll keep it a little bit lighter. But she was talking to women who have experienced some horrific things in their lives, and she was talking about what it was like leading up to the moment of those horrific things. And all of the women basically said they knew what was about to happen. Like, some people said their palms started sweating a lot, you know, maybe when they were on the elevator with like a random man, or they were walking somewhere and they had just like a feeling that someone was following them, or maybe someone's stomach turned in knots because someone started talking to them. And they all also said that they kind of had this internal battle with almost like being a nice girl, where even though they knew something was, or they felt off internally, like there were no logical red flags that went up. So they were like, oh, maybe it's me. And, you know, I can be nice and just talk to this person in the elevator, but the person in the elevator might've been a predator. And like, they had all these internal knowings of what was going on. And they almost like ignored it because their logical mind was like, oh no, like everything's fine. And to me, that almost feels like being the conditioning of being a nice girl, because it will mask your authentic truth and even your intuition that is coming up sometimes. Like the whole Oprah episode was literally about listening to your intuition and getting rid of this nice girl mask, because honestly, it can even save your life sometimes. So I know that that's a little deeper, but we absolutely must remove any nice girl mask. And honestly, I encourage you to remove any mask and just, you know, let the most raw, true version of you show up every single day. So first, I want to talk about being more selfish with who has access to you, who and what has access to you. Because I do think that a lot of women need to raise their standards with who and what has access to you. This can even be things like family or old friends or jobs. Like these can even be big things that you're not thinking about, but just really being intentional. Like, are these people, places, spaces, are they fulfilling you? Are they pouring into you? Are they protecting you? And if they are not, then they don't deserve access to you. How can you raise your standards with who has access to you and put yourself first? Because if you do have a big car and you don't want leeches around, you absolutely must raise your standards. Everything and everybody should not have access to you, period. Like that's just what it is. I also wrote becoming more selfish with your home and your space. So like the actual space that you live in, I think this is really, really, really important. And I'll even use myself as an example. So sometimes my parents come to visit me and I absolutely love it. And my mom has sometimes said, oh, well, could this person come over or could that person come over? And I was like, no. And these are family members, but no, every family member does not, I don't want them in my house, because if they have a history or a track record, or even if they're a teenager or a child of just doing like crazy stuff in someone's home, then why the heck would I ever allow them in my house? No, I still love them, but my house is sacred and they're not allowed. So maybe in the future, if they have, you know, if they're like a completely new person, but as long as there's a possibility of any disrespect or any, you know, chaos or whatever happening in my house, then that person is not allowed. So it's no shade. It's just, it doesn't matter who they are. It could be family, it could be a coworker, it could be a friend, it could be anybody. I'm just very particular with who and what I let into my house. And I feel like honestly, every person should be. And then I also put being more selfish at work. So I think this is really important, because a lot of people are trying to prove their worth through the work that they do. Like you're seeking validation through your employer and your coworkers, and you're working all hard and, you know, you're burning yourself out. You could do something in 2 hours, but instead you're doing it in 2 days because you want to work hard and prove your worth and all this stuff. And for like, F all that. Be more selfish at work. Be there for the hours that you're supposed to be there, but don't be there for all these extra hours if you don't need to. And honestly, if you can do it in a shorter amount of time, in the last video, I literally said, give 20%. Like if you can give 20% and still have the same final execution, then give 20%, because why would you give 100% if it's going to have the same final product anyway? So do less, be selfish at work, know that you're there in exchange for a paycheck, and that's what it is. But you don't have to overgive and overcompensate in all of these ways and then spend 60 years of your life at a 9-to-5 and then realize how much time, you know, you really wanted to do I don't want to use the word wasted because I don't believe in wasted things. I think that everything's an experience for your learning. But, you know, you don't want to wake up and one day say, oh my gosh, I spent so much time there and I really just wanted to hike in the mountains more, or I wanted to do art more, or I wanted to hang with my children more, or do X, Y, and Z more. And maybe there's spaces and pockets for you to do that, whatever that more is. You can do that now. You don't have to wait and then look back and wish you could change something. Just be more selfish with your time within your 9-to-5 workplace now. And let me tell you, anyone who knows me, they would be like, when I had a 9-to-5, I was the most unbothered person. I was putting myself first. My mom told me before I even knew what the word was. What did she call me? What was that word? Soft quitter or something? The thing is, my final product was always A1. The less I gave to a 9-to-5, the more money I started to make, the more I got promoted without being asked to receive promotions. When you reclaim your life and you become more selfish, you have more vitality, you have more energy, you look more beautiful, you look more alive, you have more energy to network and just like chat it up with your coworkers and be cool with them. And honestly, I think that that can be so much more powerful than trying to keep your head down and work like a dog all day. So be more selfish in your workspace. And then I wrote, be selfish in your family. So I think that this can look like expected ways and then also unexpected ways as well. So of course the expected ways are, if your family, sometimes have beautiful sides of their family and then kind of have that, you know, the crazy cousin or the crazy uncle, like whatever. And I don't think that the chaos should ever have full access to you. But I think the unexpected way that this could look like is, I'm not a mother yet, but I know in mainstream society, mothers are taught that it almost feels like, okay, for the next 30 years, you won't have an ounce of energy for yourself. It's like you have to be completely selfless, 110%. And there are many ways that you have to be selfless, but how can you also still put yourself first, even through something like motherhood or something where, like in your family, where you're really expected to not put yourself first? A good example for me is that when one of my grandparents were passing away, I was really there for like those last few months, those last few weeks. I was with them when they took their last breath. So I was there supporting them a lot throughout their journey. And this was really a really beautiful experience for me. But I remember one day, this was maybe 2 weeks before they passed away, I said, I got a little overwhelmed, not with the fact that they were passing. Honestly, it was overwhelmed with like family and all these people coming over all the time. And it was just like, I just needed a break. I needed my space. So I actually traveled back to my apartment, which was in a different city, for I think 1 or 2 days. And that was my version of, I need to put myself first for just like 24, 48 hours, just so I can go back and show up fully for this person who is transitioning. And so I could, you know, just really play a supportive role while they were transitioning. So that was my version of that. And even when I do become a mother, I still plan to work out. I still plan to take care of my body. I still plan to put myself first and not be stressed all the time. Because if I'm such a burnt out mom, then how can I even show up fully for my children? You know, like to me, it sounds like poor give from my overflow. Like, make sure I'm still good and then I can give my children the most beautiful life. And of course, this will not look perfect. It will probably be messy as hell as a mom, but that is just how I see it. And I think that society places so many like cool badges on, oh, you're burnt out, and oh, you worked, oh, I left the office today at 8 o'clock, oh, like what? Like, why is that even a cool thing? Like, why is it a flex to leave the office at 8 o'clock? Why is it a flex to be burnt out in any area of your life? So absolutely, become selfish even in your family, even if it's in a way that goes against the grain. And lastly, I wrote be selfish with your body. So the first thing that's coming to mind is health. Having the highest standards for your health, making sure you're eating the highest quality foods, you know, making sure you're on top of your fitness game. I just think this is so, so, so important. This also kind of talks about dating culture a little bit and being selfish with your body. I think that's really important because we live in a society where just this could be a whole three-part series, a video series on its own, but everyone has access to all of these different bodies. People are giving away their bodies very, you know, willy-nilly. And I've definitely dated like the old way, and the way I'm dating right now is a completely new, upgraded way where you're letting people court you, but these people do not have access to your body. I'm dating for marriage, and honestly, having access and certain levels of exclusivity don't make sense as a woman, because you're giving all of these things. For a woman, it puts you in a position where, like, the guy is like up here. He's receiving access to your body. He's receiving, you know, you're taking care of his family when they're sick, and you know, you're the girlfriend, and you are receiving. I mean, he's receiving just all of this long list of beautiful things, and then in exchange, he's basically receiving a wife when you really think about it. He's receiving a wife, and then in exchange, you're not receiving a husband, because a husband will buy you a house, make sure you're good, protect you in every way possible, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. Like, a husband will do all of these things, but if you're dating a certain way, then you're not getting a husband, but this man over here is getting a wife. And I literally have a book. I haven't read it yet, but the book is called, I thought it was over here. The book is called Don't Be a Wife to a Boyfriend. So I think that's what I'm trying to get at right here with this last point about be selfish with your body. Don't be a wife to a boyfriend. So I hope everyone out there enjoyed this, and definitely check out my Boundaries Masterclass. I feel like that is a great course that kind of layers on this way, way, way deeper, where I talk about boundaries. And I talk about it from the perspective of you're not trying to keep all of these things out, but you're really trying to create healthy boundaries so that you can attract your dream life as well. And then also my books are open for one-on-one sessions as well, but I really hope this reaches whoever needs it. How can you be more selfish starting today? How can you let your truth come up? Maybe she's not that nice. Maybe she's not even a nice girl. Or maybe she is a nice girl, but she's nice to like children. But she's not out here being a nice girl to every adult, you know? Maybe she's more cutthroat. Maybe she's more raw. Maybe she's more, I don't know, fill in the blank. So how can you be more selfish and put yourself first? All right, see you. Hope you have a good day.